We're thrilled tonight to bring you a really extraordinary piece of music by Gustav Mahler. And I just want to share with you just a few thoughts about it before we begin. The quote that everyone uses when they talk about Mahler is this, because it's so important what he said. The symphony is like the world. The symphony should embrace everything. And his symphonies do. Every ounce of him, everything he felt, everything he noticed in the world, every detail of sound that he encountered in his daily life, from the workings of the orchestra to the inspirations of his heart to the crazy noise of society and nature, it's all there in his music. His emotional life, his extremely complicated, high, joyful, peaceful emotions that turn so quickly to great sorrow are all here in this world, which in this instance takes us to heaven, a child's view of heaven. And Mahler being Mahler, he starts compositionally with the song. So all along, he has this beautiful childlike song ready to go as the last movement. And so he prepares you all along the way in our earthbound journey. In the first movement, we meet texture and color and contrasts that are kind of like different characters at a dinner party competing for attention and conversation. And you know, the first violins are one kind of person, and the cellos and basses are another, and the horn interrupts them, and then it builds to a great, intense discussion and ends so beautifully and joyfully. The second movement is a very unusual turn. It's a dance with death. You have to die before you can go to heaven, I guess. You might notice that our concertmaster, Tina, has two violins tonight. This one is death. It's tuned up a whole tone in order to sound kind of strident and strange. And the orchestra makes a very uncomfortable waltz with death that's dissonant and rhythmically unusual, and eventually comes to this beautiful, quiet waltz that's very comfortable, and you almost forget who you're dancing with and want to stay, but you're always reminded at the end. The third movement is perhaps his most peaceful, restful calm that you could have heard in any of his music, and a great example in his theme and variations of how he can take such a beautiful, relaxed theme and make it so tense and anguished, all in one moment. And then we arrive in heaven, where no earthly tumult can bother us, where no music on earth can compare, and where, by the way, the oxen just willingly sacrifice themselves for your dinner, and the fish jump into your nets, and we lead an angelic life. So we hope you'll take a deep breath. It's a nice, big, long journey to heaven. Mahler's Fourth Symphony.